Tonight's shiursim involves Seif Beis. Yesh nohagin lahamtin levarach al tihas yidayim adom lebeis haknesses. There are some people who wait to make the bracha al tihas yidayim until they come to shul. Umesadun osoy im shor ha-brachas, and they say it with the other brachas of the morning. Ubnei Sfarad lo nohagu kein, but the Jews of Spain did not do that. The Ramah says, "Val kopom lo yivarach shtei pa'am." Now, for sure, don't say the bracha twice. If you're going to say the Al Tisadayim at home, don't say it in shul. If you're going to say the Al Tisadayim in shul, don't say it at home. Someone's going to learn before he goes to shul, or he'll do some davening before he goes to shul. So say the Al Tisadayim at home and not in shul. And even in this case, when someone's going to learn before coming to shul, some will wait to say the Alat Yisidayim until he gets to shul, and not to say the brachas at home. So different hanhogas, do you wait to get to shul to do the whole thing, or do you do it at home and then go to shul and not repeat them, and shul just pick up from where you left off?
So according to this, when you say Asher Yetzar?
Usually it's going to be right after the Alat Yisidayim. And with Al Kana Shama, all these things. That's right. Mr. Bura Sifkatan Zain, Lahamtin. Some have a meaning to wait. Kabbalah Mibhuda Chosid. We have a Messiah from Mibhuda Chosid. Hayotse mi beisola beisaknesis. When a person leaves his house to go to shul, Koydim she yisbal before davening, Yomer Posik Shema Yisrael. He should say the Posik of Shema. Al Yichavish Lotzeis Bezeh HaMitzvah Sasei, the Kriya Shema. But he should have a mind not to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema when he does that. Elam kein yorei shi'avor zman Kriya Shema, unless he's afraid that he'll miss his man Kriya Shema in shul, so that hitaka should be yoytze when he says Shema at home. V'ayin l'kamon b'sof simen memvov mashu kasav mishne burasham. If you look ahead in the end of simen memvov, what we wrote in Mishne Berurah there, talks about being yoytze the whole Shema before you go to shul. Sif katan ches livarech. So some have a meaning to wait to make the brachas al tihas yidayim until they come to shul. V'davka imholich miyad beis haknesses. Now this is if you go straight to shul. Avlam loy meid achar hanatila, but if you're going to learn after washing your hands, v'kol shkein keshemafzik besicha b'teil, and certainly if you're going to wash your hands and then interrupt with conversation, v'achar zahorich beis haknesses, and then you go to shul, mevarich shalom tihas yidayim, and you're going to go make the brachas tihas yidayim then, l'kul yam aloha v'chaper. Everyone agrees that's not proper. It's not proper to wash your hands and then be mafsik with all kinds of things and then go to shul and make the bracha. If you're going to wash your hands and go straight to shul, so then there are those who said to wait till you get to shul to make the bracha. Why isn't it good to wait if you're going to interrupt with learning or sicha? Because it's a big interruption between the washing and the bracha, as will be described afterwards. So we don't want a big hefsik. So washing hands at home and walk to shul, okay, that's not such a big hefsek. But once you get involved in some other activities, then you shouldn't delay the bracha. Al kein, therefore, osan she'oim tehillim, kodim al tihas yidayim liyafei moisim. If they wash their hands and they're going to say tehillim before the bracha al tihas yidayim, that's wrong. Davi hefsek god, that's a big hefsek. And in modern time would say to learn the daf yomi, whatever it is. So these are things you do before davening. You shouldn't wait for the bracha al tihas yidayim. Kazim alavush. The Vush writes, "Oysim she'oim tehillim." Those who do say tehillim every day, "Tov yoyse she'oim koydim atfila." It's better to say it before davening. Ayin shem hatam. Look there. The reason. The reason is just like pesukim de zimmer are pesukim of tehillim, primarily to pave a way for Shemona Esrei. So any other tehillim you say will serve that purpose. So it should be done before davening. And some shuls have an hoga before they start brachas no more. They say tehillim. However, if the tehillim is a bakasha and a techina, so then the notes bring that then you can wait for after davening for that. That doesn't have to be before davening. Sifkan test. B'nai Sfarad were not noyig to wait for shul to say the brach al tizadan. V'askamas achroinim l'hoig ka'anshei Sfarad. The agreement among the later authorities is to do like anshei Sfarad. So l'hafsik l'chachila ben birchas al tizadan v'hanatila. That you shouldn't have a hefsik between washing your hands and the bracha. So we're not going to wait to get to shul to say Al Tihas Yidayim. You're going to wash your hands at home and say the bracha Al Tihas Yidayim. El miyad shenoitel yadav tzarech levarach Al Tihas Yidayim. As soon as you wash your hands, you should say the bracha Al Tihas Yidayim. However, in be'eish shenoitel yadav tzarech l'nekavav, if when you, he washes his hands, he needs to go to the bathroom. Shafil b'divei Torah, also at that point he's not allowed to learn. Vafil yochel haman asal ad parsa, even though he can hold himself back for the time it would take to walk a parsa, einu levorech al tias adayim ad she has a tzochel. He should wait, go to the bathroom, and then wash his hands and say the bracha al tias adayim. Vivorech al tias adayim ba'ashe yotze, he'll say together al tias adayim and ashe yotze. Vayin l'kamon simen tzadi beisif al pahago mishnas burasham. We record the Chai Adam. That really you should wait for the Baruch Tis Adayim until after he goes to the bathroom and cleans himself, and now he wants to daven. The Oz Yoyz to the Kuliyam, because then everyone agrees it's the proper time to make the Baruch Tis Adayim. Vayin Shom Ber Aloch, if you look at Ber Aloch, Shekasav, he wrote, the toiv sha'oz yisader achar birchas asadayim v'ashiyotza gam shah brachas ha'shachar. That it's good to say the alantis adayim and ashiyotza and all the other brachas of the morning. Uba'oifin zem mari chayodim, this is what the chayodim is discussing, shekasa, when he writes, diyotza kuli amu, that this works according to everybody. Vayim chan ber alocha, if you look there in ber alocha, shabamayse rav kasav gam kain ke chayodim, that the Vilna Goyin, they quote from the Maise Rav that the Vilna Goyin also did like the chayodim. However, if you look Shai Tshuva, you have who to rely upon, which is basically Shai Tshuva just as simply. You get up in the morning, you go to the bathroom, and then you wash your first time. The way we say this twice, you wash as soon as you get up, go to the bathroom, wash the second time, and then you say the bracha, Al Tis Daim and Asher Yotze together. And when you get to Shul, you'll say the other brachas. It doesn't have to be right by Daim. The Chai Adam's Kiddush was, the bracha was for tefillah, so you should wait till you're about to start davening in Shul to say the brachas. But Lamaisa, the standard, I think, is more like the Shah Chufa. That's why he concludes, you have definitely who to be Samechan, that at home, or before the Daf, or before the Tehillim, to say the Asher Al Tias Adayim, the Asher Yotza. And then afterwards, when we're ready to Daf, and we say the Brachos. Se'if Katon Yud. The Ramah says, one thing's for sure, don't say Al Tias Adayim twice. Shebevarach HaMeveis, so if you say the Brach at home, you don't say it in Shul. Ayin b'magen Avram u'pim Megadim u'shar Achronim she'eskim. If you look, Magen Avram, Pim Megadim, other Achronim, they agree. Da'afilu shliach tzibur sheberach beso the Baal Tfila, who said the brach at home, shuv lo yivarach v'esek Knesset, should not say the brach in shul. To be a main hakol b'kim. Today, everyone is expert. V'kolechem v'varach la'atzmo. Everyone is yoyse with his own bracha. V'ein rotz l'tzeis v'birach shliach tzibur. And no one has in mind to be yoyse with shliach tzibur. Because in theory, if someone didn't know how to make the bracha himself, the Sheikh Tzibur can make the bracha for him, even though he made the bracha already. But that's not our situation. In our situation, Sheikh Tzibur is not being motzi anybody.
We don't.
So then he shouldn't say the bracha twice.
We don't say that for Shmon Esrei.
That's correct. Al kein, therefore, b'makom shehaminig shel Sheikh Tzibur omer kol ha'brachos b'tzibur, if there's a place where the Sheikh Tzibur says everything, all the brachas, al tis adayim and so on, k'mo b'makom hosein, like in our place, shehaminig kein b'yom ha'rayim, this is what we do yom ha'rayim, Takamashra, the rest of you, they didn't. Shemavarach b'tzibur gam al tias adayim v'asher yotze b'shtar. So in public, he's going to get up and he's going to say al tias adayim and asher yotze and b'chzat Torah. Yizohem b'tchila sheyivarach hasam v'eso. He has to make sure not to say it at home. V'im eiro shekvar b'yach hasam v'eso. And let's say it happened out of habit. He says the brachas every day at home. So he said it at home, al tias adayim. He said the asher. He said b'chzat Torah. And now he's coming to shul. And the tzibur's minig is, he's got to say the brachas. He should see to it that one of the people who didn't make the brachos yet should listen to him and be yetsa. We would have said something else. Send someone else go up. Unheard of. Send someone else up. Not happening. So then the yetsa is to have someone who wasn't yetsa to listen in the yetsa. Now, if that's the case, the Sheikh Sibah must be very careful. Lashmiya kol l'shana bracha, to make sure the whole bracha is said clearly to be moitzim. V'lo k'mo sh'nagam be'ezim makom, not like the place, some places, sh'ashatz ma'shmiya rak l'shana t'chil sa bracha v'sofa, Sheikh Sibah begins the bracha and then does quietly and then ends out loud. You can't do that. The kivin sh'kavanosu oz b'ha bracha l'hotzi, because now he's in a situation where he's being moitzim someone else. Tzarech ha'shomeya v'lishmiya kol l'shana bracha, the one listening has to hear the whole bracha, so he's got to say the whole bracha out loud. But if he didn't make a mistake, and he didn't make the bracha yet, Hitaka could do it. It's only because he's being much to someone else, he has to say the whole bracha out loud. Sefkan yonach, b'chiyai gavna, the Ramah concludes, even if he's going to learn before coming to shul, or say tefillah comes to shul, many have the minig to wait till he comes to shul to say the brachos. Hayinu mash nogin rov ha'amon ha'am l'spal slichas kodem ha'boker v'meh slichas. Most people have a minig when it comes slichas time that they say slichas before daylight. V'sham maskirin kama psukim, many psukim are mentioned. V'achach mevarchem al tiyasidayim b'ech zaterah. And then when we're done slichas, they get to al tiyasidayim b'ech zaterah. So if you follow what the Shari Tshuva said, as soon as you get up, you'll say that al tiyasidayim Asher Yatzar b'ech zaterah, and so on. But here, people have this meaning, they're going to wait. So they're doing slichas without these brachas. Well, the b'ech zaterah, yeshli asher k'tzah. So as far as saying slichas before b'ech zaterah, I can come up with a little bit of a teretz. It's not like they're learning the psukim. The psukim they mention is through tefillah. So according to some poskim, there's no chiyah b'ech zaterah for that. This is discussed later on. Look there, Mishnah Berurah. But as far as the tefillah sidayim, waiting for the tefillah sidayim, you washed your hands for slichas, and you're not going to make the bracha till after. Shemafsikin b'afsalka kazois, you make such a big separation. Tzarech iyun liyashev. It's very hard to find a good solution and explanation why that is done. V'eskimu ha'acharim shelo la'asos kein. The acharim concur not to do that. El yesh levarach b'veiso miyad b'kumo. When he gets up right away, he should make the brachas at home. V'shuv ein levarach al tiyasadayim v'esek nes. And then afterwards, you're not going to make the brachas in shul. K'moshin espar v'simen zayim sefaf, like we're in simen zayim. Or when he gets up, he's not going to make the bracha this time. But rather, when he's done slichas, he'll either have a bowel movement or he'll urinate. He'll clean himself up. Then he'll wash his hands, say al tizadim, and ashi yotzah v'yispal, and then he'll daven. Which is back to the chay adam teitzah. Chay adam teitzah was to wait till right before davening and go to the bathroom, and then you do everything together like that. That's another eitzah. But the parshat eitzah is the first eitzah. You get up, you say the brachas right then, like the Shai Shua says, and I think that's what most people